From flight attendant to planner to birdhouse host, Anita has done it all. This is Travel Bags with Anita Thomas and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Welcome back. You are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends here on WDUN AM 550. And if you have missed the first part of our show, you've really missed a great show. But not to worry, we have you covered. You can listen to the show on our website, www.travelbagswithanita.com. So go there and listen. And while you're there, also click on the staycation page, because if you are not about to do the travel to the low country to get shrimp and grits, you can certainly do a staycation right at home. You can watch the movies that are all about the low country, as well as make shrimp and grits yourself. But if all of this talk about shrimp and grits has your stomach rumbling and growling and has you all hungry, we've got you covered on that too. Because right here in Gainesville, Georgia is the Long Street Cafe that serves up a wonderful, wonderful recipe of shrimp and grits. As a matter of fact, those shrimp and grits there are so good that they're so close to the low country version of shrimp and grits that you really think that you're sitting on the dock watching the shrimp boats come in. That it's, I mean, it's so authentic to the low country. And we have to thank for that Clemente Valdez, who is the evening manager there at Long Street Cafe, because he brought this recipe to the cafe. And he's actually from Mexico. So what he has done is he has really inspired a lot of different recipes over at Long Street. Not only shrimp and grits, but we want to talk to him today about the shrimp and grits, but he has inspired a couple of other recipes as well. So what I want to do is I want to jump in and ask him a couple of questions about his shrimp and grits. And I know Doc Bill has quite a few things that he wants to talk with him about. But Clemente, first of all, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you here with us today.
Well, thank you very much. My name is Clemente Valdez, and I want to say thank you for inviting me here.
Well, you are so welcome. I had your shrimp and grits last Saturday night, and I'm just waiting for tonight to go back, actually. And they're so, so good. So tell me, what inspired you to come up with the shrimp and grits recipe here in North Georgia, so far away from the coast? I mean, mostly we think of the coast, but you've brought them to North Georgia.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, my friend, Mr. Joel, for inviting me. And second, I want to thank you. I want to thank Mr. Christopher, the guy that helped us to bring all the everything we need to Long Street Cafe. He's the one that gave me an idea to start working on this recipe, and that was the beginning of all this.
Oh, great!
I found your shrimp and grits very interesting, because most of the North Georgia area, when you think of shrimp and grits, the predominant shrimp and grits is tomato base. It's a tomato sauce with mixed with the shrimp. Sometimes there'll be some type of pork in it, either pork sausage or portion of bacon. But it's a tomato-based shrimp and grits. What surprised me about your shrimp and grits was it was actually close to the low country. It was bacon, a butter, great fresh shrimp, and it was close to what you would see in the shrimp and grits found on the coast. And that was unusual. And again, that's it's great for the area, because we can actually get that flavor without having to go down to the coast.
Yes, we do use fresh shrimp. We had to do all the work ourselves, peel them, and what I do is start with cooking my bacon on the side to get all the grease, and then I just add it to my vegetables that I use, which are green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, and a little bit of garlic. And I cook those on all those vegetables with that grease bacon, and then I put my shrimp, and on top of that I use fresh squeezed lemon juice and horseradish sauce.
Oh, horseradish sauce! That's probably the secret.
And that's probably the secret, and it's a very rich dish, good flavor, and the bacon works really well with the shrimp. And I think people coming will be surprised when they have a shrimp and grits of that quality, particularly in this part of the state.
Well, I've been receiving a lot of good comments about my grits, and well, I just hope you bring more customers with this.
Well, when I saw the bacon there with the shrimp and grits, I mean, you had me sold right from there because I love bacon. I mean, bacon's like, to me, the number one food. You can have it with everything. I'm so glad to see now they even put, I think, chocolate on bacon nowadays. So I love, love, love bacon. But now, what part of Mexico are you from?
I am from Puerto Vallarta. That's on the Pacific coast
area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Going down from California, and it's a resort place. Really, really, really nice.
So, okay. So it shows you're used to working with great quality seafood and getting fresh seafood for a lot of dishes.
Yes. I got really good recipes, and they are all about seafood.
Interesting. You also use a lot of chilies, and you were saying variety of peppers in your dish. And you use a lot of fresh ingredients, tomatoes. And you also had a lot of condiments, which were unusual. One was a condiment of pickled cucumbers. Mm-hmm. And the other was a sort of a salsa you had with tomatoes, which had a lot of great sauce and peppers. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, it's a really, really easy recipe to do. And you can always fix it at home. All you need is cucumbers, lemon juice, fresh lemon juice, for the cucumbers, a little bit of salt and jalapenos, and just mix them together. That's really, really, really simple.
So you had jalapenos in that? I mean, it didn't taste that hot, so that was balance.
Well, it's a hard thing to do with the jalapenos because you never know how they're gonna come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You got it. Sometimes you have to kind of smell a little bit. That way you can know when you smell it if it is going to be hot or not.
If it's going to be hot or not. Well, yeah. I see Doc Bill has brought also a couple of peppers in. So what are those? Do you use any of those in your cooking?
Well, I use. What is this? Is a habanero or just a habanero?
It's similar to habanero, but it's sort of like a sweet yellow pepper. And I see you also use a lot of the jalapenos, which are very, very,
very good. What I use is jalapeno, but I mean you can use these. It's almost the same thing. But I always use the green kind, and this other kind we call it the guajillo chile.
Right.
But I use it when they are already red and dry, and this for a different sauce that I use for my. Different recipe I have for my fish wrap.
Oh wow! I mean, it's interesting about chilies. You can use them dry, and they give a totally different flavor and effect.
What you need to what I do is take all the seeds out of the pepper. That way, it won't be too hot.
Is that the secret?
Getting all the seeds out, yes, and all the veins.
And this is one of the great things about cooking because when you go and focus on one thing, shrimp and grits, and you get to the site, you find there are other things that are along the way, like great fish, you know, and when you have a great seafood, you find things like that, these other treasures along the way, which, again, make it a great thing to do when you go travel to various places. And the fact that you have that innovation in the community, that you're using fresh ingredients, some from the community and some from outside, but the fact that you're doing that, it pulls the community together. And I think that's a great way to, again, to increase the strength of the community and give people a great travel experience.
Yes, absolutely. What I do, I always thinking about doing something new and making a good sauce is the base to come with the good dish.
Now, other than the shrimp and grits, I also found that you guys have a great fish on Tuesday night. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's what I was talking about, the fish wrap. That's the sauce, the base sauce on this is where I use my my red peppers, the guajillo peppers, and I use like a good quantity of those, like to make this all that sauce. And I soak them in water for the next day and get all the seeds out. And I add lots of condiments on it, like cumin, like pepper, and two or three others that I would like to keep in secret.
You have to hold something back. You definitely do.
Yes.
Well, Clemente, you definitely have my mouth watering, and I know from being there last Saturday, that, I mean, between each bite, you have to stop and say, yum, yum. I mean, it's so, so very good.
Well, you know what? I was hoping yesterday to see you at Long Street, and you just missed it yesterday, because yesterday was when I had that fish, the fish wrap.
Well, we'll be there to check it out next Tuesday, and we'll enjoy it. And again, the whole concept of traveling and the whole area of Mexico, I mean, that whole Mexican herb spice area, it's one of the most richest areas in the world for spices and ingredients. A lot of the common things we think about, such as vanilla, chocolate, peppers, corn, that comes from that area there. And again, that'll be another trip we'll look to when we do some more travel bags going to the Mexican area. And we'd like to have you back to talk about that food influence. But as for now, we'll enjoy you for the great stuff you're bringing to the Georgia area, particularly to Longstreet Cafe.
And Clemente, how can people reach you over at Longstreet Cafe? Where is it located?
Well, we're located on 1043 Riverside Terrace in Gainesville, right off Thompson Bridge. I think that's right. And
your hours?
And our hours are from breakfast from 6 to 10:30, at lunch 10:45 to 2, and then we close at 2 and come back at 5 for dinner. From 5 to 8, we serve dinner.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much. And I want everyone to go over to Longstreet Cafe on Saturday night and have some shrimp and grits. This has been a wonderful show all about shrimp and grits. And we will be back on the second Saturday in April. And we certainly hope you guys will come back and join us then. It's been a great show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Bye-bye.